Hi, Pastor Brandon here for our readings from our daily reading plan, Seek Him, on Monday, April 6, 2020. And it's an exciting day today because we're going to be starting the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, 1 through 8. We're going to be finishing Exodus 40, 24 to the end, and we'll be beginning Leviticus chapter 1 through 17 and reading Psalm 45, 1 through 9. We'll start with Psalm 45, 1 through 9 on this journey together as we continue to seek Him through His Word as a family of families. My heart overflows with the pleasing theme. I address my verses to the king. My tongue is like the pen of a ready scribe. You are the most handsome of the sons of men. Grace is poured upon your lips. Therefore, God has blessed you forever. Gird your sword on your thigh, O mighty one, in your splendor and majesty. In your majesty, ride out victoriously for the cause of truth and meekness and righteousness. Let your right hand teach you awesome deeds. Your arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies. The peoples fall under you. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of your kingdom is a scepter of uprightness. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond your companions. Your robes are all fragrant with myrrh and aloes and casein. From ivory palaces, stringed instruments make you glad. Daughters of kings are among your ladies of honor. At your right hand stands the queen in gold of Ophir. Exodus 40, 24 to Leviticus 1 through 17 says, he put the lampstands in the tent of meeting opposite of the table on the south side of the tabernacle and set up the lamps before the Lord as the Lord had commanded Moses. He put the golden altar in the tent of meeting before the veil and burned fragrant incense on it as the Lord had commanded Moses. He put in place the screen for the door of the tabernacle, and he set the altar of burnt offerings at the entrance of the tabernacle of the tent of meeting and offered on it the burnt offering and the grain offering as the Lord commanded Moses. He set the basin between the tent of meeting and the altar and put water in it for washing, with which Moses and Aaron and his sons washed their hands and their feet when they went into the tent of meeting. And when they approached the altar, they washed, as the Lord commanded Moses. And he erected the court around the tabernacle and the altar and set up the screens of the gate of the court. So Moses finished the work. Then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle, and Moses was not able to enter the tent of meeting because the cloud settled on it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Throughout all their journeys, whenever the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle, the people of Israel would set out. But if the cloud was not taken up, then they did not set out till the day that it was taken up. For the cloud of the Lord was on the tabernacle by day, and fire was in it by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all their journeys. The Lord called Moses and spoke to him from the tent of meeting, saying, speak to the people of Israel and say to them, when any one of you brings an offering to the Lord, you shall bring your offering of livestock from the herd or from the flock. If his offering is a burnt offering from the herd, he shall offer a male without blemish. He shall bring it to the entrance of the tent of meeting, that he may be accepted before the Lord. He shall lay his hand on the head of the burnt offering, and it shall be accepted for him to make atonement for him. Then he shall kill the bull before the Lord, and Aaron's sons, the priests, shall bring the blood and throw the blood against the sides of the altar, that is, at the entrance of the tent of meeting. Then he shall flay the burnt offering and cut it into pieces. And the sons of Aaron, the priests, shall put fire on the altar and arrange on the fire, wood on the fire. And Aaron's sons, the priests, shall arrange the pieces, the head and the fat, on the wood that is on the fire on the altar. But its utensils and its legs he shall wash with water, and the priest shall burn all of it on the altar as a burnt offering, a food offering, with a pleasing aroma to the Lord. If his gift for a burnt offering is from the flock, from the sheep or goats, he shall bring a male without blemish, and he shall kill it on the north side of the altar before the Lord. And Aaron's sons, the priests, shall throw its blood against the side of the altar, and he shall cut it into pieces with its head and its fat, and the priest shall arrange them on the wood that is on the fire of the altar. But the entrails and the legs he shall wash with water, and the priest shall offer all of it and burn it on the altar. It is a burnt offering, a food offering, with a pleasing aroma to the Lord. If his offering to the Lord is a burnt offering of birds, then he shall bring his offering of turtle doves or pigeons, and the priest shall bring it to the altar and wring off its head and burn it on the altar. Its blood shall be drained out on the side of the altar. He shall remove its crop with its contents and cast it beside the altar and on the east side in the place for ashes. He shall tear it open by its wings, but shall not sever it completely. And the priest shall burn it on the altar on the wood that is on the fire. It is a burnt offering, a food offering, with a pleasing aroma to the Lord. Mark 1:1-8, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." John appeared, baptizing in the wilderness and proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And all the country of Judea and all Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair and wore a leather belt around his waist and ate locust and wild honey. And he preached, saying, "After me comes he who is mightier than I, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." This is the word of the Lord. Our readings for Monday, April 6, 2020. Now, I'd like to turn back to our Exodus and Leviticus passage. You may have noticed a change of tone in the middle of that reading. And if you weren't following along in your Bible, you may have not noticed the ending of Exodus and the beginning of Leviticus. It is in the ending of Exodus where we see the glory of the Lord filling the tent of meeting. God descends and joins the camp of Israel in the tent that he has them construct for him to reside with them in. And this is supposed to be a tent of meeting. This is supposed to be a place where God's people could go and meet with God. Moses, of all people, was supposed to go and meet with God, but there is a problem. He can't enter the tent. He's unable to enter the tent. And we may not catch this because it's kind of just one of those subtle phrases that comes and goes. And then the book goes on to its end. But Moses can't enter the tent where he once could stand in the very presence of God, where he once could speak with God openly. He no longer can do this. God has to speak from inside the tent while Moses stands outside the tent. Something is wrong. And in particular, this is what the book of Leviticus is about. It's about the broken relationship that now exists between Israel and God, and how God intends for them to help restore that relationship. We're going to see laws about burnt offerings given in Leviticus. We're going to be seeing instruction and laws given to the priesthood. We're going to get teachings on cleanliness and uncleanliness. And then we're going to be learning about this wonderful thing known as Yom Kippur. And I can't wait to get into that and discussing that and the great things that some of the festivals and seasons that the book of Leviticus paints and gives to the people of Israel. They're wonderful and they're beautiful. The book of Leviticus, though, its message, its goal is to help Israel see that they can know without a shadow of a doubt that they are in a right relationship with God. And what we see is after the book of Leviticus, after they implement all the things God shows them to implement in Israel, all the burnt offerings, all the rules for the priesthood, all the laws on uncleanliness and cleanliness, once they implement this in the book of Numbers, we find Moses being able to enter the tent of meeting to meet with God. This is what the book of Leviticus is about, is to help show people how they could truly be in a right relationship with God, in particular show Israel, because it's not sacrifices, it's not burnt offerings, it's not following purity laws that bring us into a right relationship with God in this day and age. No, it is through Jesus Christ alone. It's by surrendering ourselves fully to Jesus and allowing Jesus to be the subject in an interesting sort of way. Jesus is our book of Leviticus. But as we read through Leviticus, think of these things. Think of these themes that it's going to be giving us. Once again, these are things that is in the book of Leviticus to show the people of Israel that they can stand before a holy God as holy and set apart, which we now can do through Jesus Christ our Lord. We have the ability to stand before a holy God as holy, as sanctified, because of who he is and what he has done for us in Jesus Christ. In every way, shape, or form, once again, Jesus is our book of Leviticus. And we will discover this as we read through this book and its themes. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen and amen. I'll bring you back home, oh my children.